This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes today for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth conduct of the counting process. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the states in two phases on 13th and 20th of this month. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure peaceful counting for all 81 assembly seats. Three-tier security arrangements have been made at each counting centre. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is now acknowledging India's strategic importance due to the mantra of reform, perform and transform being implemented by his government over the last 10 years. Prime Minister said this while addressing an event through video conferencing which was organized at a media house in Germany's Stuttgart. The theme of the event was India-Germany, a roadmap for sustainable growth. Mr. Modi said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world and every country wants to collaborate with India for development. Mr. Modi added that focus on India document of Germany is an example of it and this document reflects that how the world is acknowledging India's strategic importance. Prime Minister said that India has introduced new policies for every sector and prepared itself to achieve a rapid growth in 21st century. Mr. Modi said that his government has brought to an end the rapid tapism to promote ease of doing business. He said India has strengthened the banking system in the country to make available affordable capital for development. Mr. Modi said that over the past few years, the mutual partnership between India and Germany has continuously strengthened. He mentioned that more than 1,800 German companies are operating in India and these companies have invested $15 billion in the last 3 to 4 years. Mentioning that manufacturing and engineering have played an important role in Germany's development journey, Mr. Modi said that India is also moving towards becoming a huge manufacturing hub of the world. He mentioned that India provides production-linked incentive to the manufacturers associated with Make in India. He said today India is one of the leading countries of the world in mobile and electronics manufacturing. He also invited the German companies to ramp up their investment in India. He also invited those to the country which still does not have a base in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has successfully concluded his three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. The Prime Minister whirlwind tour was marked by a hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in the three countries. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, and 9 such meetings in Guyana. Our correspondent reports that in his visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana, PM Modi carried with him unique gifts from all corners of the country. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav has said that Desh Ka Prakriti Parikshan Abhiyan brings Ayurveda closer to every household and empowers citizens to adopt personalized preventive health practices. Talking to the media in New Delhi about the significant strides made under the initiative, Mr. Jadhav expressed his satisfaction with the progress and emphasized the campaign's role in promoting holistic well-being. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to integrating traditional wisdom with modern health practices, making Ayurveda a cornerstone of preventive health care. The campaign is managed by the National Commission for Indian System of Medicine. It focuses on identifying an individual's unique mind-body constitution based on the Ayurvedic principles of Vata, Pitta and Kapha doshas. The campaign is led by more than 470,000 dedicated volunteers and aims to revolutionize healthcare awareness across India. And the Ministry of Civil Aviation has advised airlines to provide facilities to passengers during flight delays. In a social media post, the ministry asked airlines to provide drinking water for delays of up to 2 hours. The ministry added that tea or coffee with snacks and refreshments will be provided to passengers for delays between 2 to 4 hours and meals delays exceeding 4 hours. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said that these measures are designed to prioritize passenger convenience during unforeseen disruptions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.